Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all. What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, everybody. How you doing this morning?
Morning.
It is Wednesday morning on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, a lot of stuff coming up for you today. Oh, wow, we're concerned about Chris Sale, 10-day disabled list here.
Just when the Yankees come to town.
I know. Perfect. Let me see. Troy Brown's going to be joining us today, and he's going to be running in the Pan Mass Challenge, riding in the Pan Mass Challenge, which is coming up this weekend.
Yeah, you know, he's a great athlete. We'll see if he's ever gotten on a bike. And the funny thing is, he's riding for the Bruins team.
Have you seen him try to skate?
Yeah. Now that is pretty fun. I want to know which was worse, getting on skates or getting on a bike.
He's one of my all-time favorite athletes, bar none.
He's great.
Spectacular.
He's great. And by the way, speaking of the Bruins, congratulations. Nifty's going to have his number retired.
Oh, I'm so excited for Rick Middleton. His number 16 is going to the rafters. Long overdue. He also belongs in the Hall of Fame. But
that's right. He does. Okay, another couple more. Bring the drummer in. A couple more big things we have coming up for you on the program this morning. We're going to be playing a game of Are You Normal? So be ready for that.
Wow.
Okay.
Is it the new normal or the old normal?
It's the old normal.
The old normal.
Okay. And doing this every 2 weeks means that you will probably live 9 years longer. What is this?
Wow.
Give it a little bit of thought this morning.
I do have a question.
Nine years, really.
Wow. I do have a question for Brian.
Yeah.
How's the pool water in your pool? When I left, it was still green.
The pump that I got has changed everything.
Oh, good.
Spectacular.
Oh, great. Yeah,
Joanne and Pat gave me a pump that they had, and it's amazing.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. I was worried about it.
It may be leaking a little bit. And the level but of other than that,
it's no problem.
But other than that, it's working great.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, here's where it gets tough. We got a contestant standing by to play this morning. Shayna Johnson, who is a substitute teacher from Haverhill, Massachusetts, is with us this morning. Well, first of all, good morning and welcome to the show. How are you doing today, Shayna?
Good. How are you?
Great, thank you. Are you feeling good about yourself?
Feeling okay. I'm nervous, but I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Don't be nervous. You're a substitute teacher. That might be the toughest job ever.
Yeah. Very difficult job. You go in there and they try to take advantage of you, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Yeah. So you realize what's going to happen here. The old hankster is going to give you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You have that 60 seconds to come up with the correct answer. You can say pass at any time. You move on right away. Don't waste time on it. Then we get through all the questions. You can come back and pick up any until the clock runs out and you hear the buzzer. If you do that, you get them all right, we give you $1,000 in cash. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Hank is ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is 1/3 of 180?
1/3 of 180. Oh, my God. I am 20.
Spell chaos.
C-H-A-O-S.
What is the name of Kristoff's reindeer in the Disney movie Frozen?
Oh, pass.
Katy Perry's real last name is what?
Pass.
3 years ago, the John Hancock Tower was renamed. What is it called now? The famous phrase, "What's up, Doc?" belongs to which cartoon character?
Daffy Duck.
What was Paul Walker's character's first name in Fast and Furious?
Oh, pass.
How many yards in 1 furlong?
Pass.
On a standard traffic light, is the green on the top or the bottom?
The green is on the top.
On the back of a dollar bill, what is in the center?
The White House.
Oh, well, wow. Time is up. According to my calculations, you had one correct.
Oh, boy.
It's a tough game.
That was a tough one, Shane.
Okay,
very tough.
Run through it.
That was a tough quiz.
Give her the answers here.
Math is hard.
Math is
60
hard.
Is 1/3 of 180.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sven is the name of Kristoff's reindeer in the movie Frozen. Katy Perry's real last name is Hudson.
Oh,
I guess
Katie
it was
Hudson.
Already a...
There you go.
Already was one.
Right? The John Hancock Tower is now called 200 Clarendon.
Yeah. No, I'll give you $1,000 if you can find someone who actually calls it that.
Yeah, you found somebody who really knows it.
Like, what is it?
Yeah, John Hancock texted me from beyond the grave. He didn't know that either.
200
yeah.
Clarendon. I've never heard anybody call it 200 never. Clarendon. It's still the Hancock Tower.
Hey, what's up, Doc? That was Bugs Bunny.
You're right about that
Bugs
one.
Bugs Bunny.
Brian was Paul Walker's character's first name in The Fast and the Furious. There are 220 yards and a furlong. The green light is on the bottom of a traffic.
That explains that. That explains
that's
that ticket.
That's what you meant. I know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And on the back of a dollar bill, the word one is spelled out, O-N-E.
But have no problem. For you, we have a consolation prize. Yeah. A pair of tickets to an evening with Beach Boys.
Yeah.
August, awesome. This is going to be something you could remember this for the rest of your life. Because this is going to be a historic show. South Shore Music Circus. Everybody else, you can get tickets. More info, musiccircus.org. Congratulations. Enjoy that. Thank you very much for playing the game, and have yourself a great day today, okay? Let's get right to it, everybody. It's time for your early Men from Maine here on a Wednesday morning, so let's roll it. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are sitting out on the front porch having a few tall frosties when a large truck loaded with fresh sod drives by and we hear...
Boy, Ephus, I hope someday I'm rich enough to be able to do that.
Oh, you mean drive one of them big trucks?
No, send my grass out to be mowed.
Oh, jeez. Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, we got some cool stuff coming up for you, including the James Corden thing.
Fun. You know, this one's for you, Hank. He's talking about Crocs and the latest high-heeled Crocs.
Oh, wow. He's got style appreciation and sophistication.
Yes, we'll find out what he has to say about him.
Stand by for that. Okay, are you ready? Okay, we're going to give you the start your day off. If you're in the commute this morning, we'll start your day off with the commuter quiz here this morning. Okay, your car that you're in right now may have one of these. The very last car to have one of these was the Ford Crown Victoria, which still had this item as an option in 2011.
Wow.
What are we talking about? Well, okay, the last time a car offered this as an option when you bought a new car was 2011, and it was the Crown Victoria. You may still have one of these in your vehicle. What is the option? And the option is... Anybody?
Cigarette lighter?
Nope. Cassette player.
Oh, wow. Ah.
Cassette player. Remember, you know, we do the singles weekend sometimes?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so remember how
mixtapes.
It would pull out and get all tangled up, and you'd try to stick a pencil in there and rewind it.
Oh, that was the worst.
Those were the days. You know what I'm saying? 105.7 WRR. So I read just yesterday that the average American male owns between 9 and 11 pairs of shoes. So, how many pairs of shoes you got? You got, just off the top of your head.
I probably have...
I wear them on my feet.
I probably wear three pair of... I probably have three pair of shoes and three pair of sneakers.
Yeah, okay.
Couple pair of boots.
Okay,
I have a lot of shoes.
Sandals count? I don't think sandals count. That's
like
not
flip-flops?
Shoes.
Flip-flops? Okay.
Flip-flops, no, I don't count. Nothing
shoes,
like that.
Shoes? Okay. In current rotation, I probably have, like, I don't know, five or six pair that I wear.
Yeah, okay. So, how about do Crocs count?
Oh, of course they do. They're high fashion. Royalty wear Crocs.
Kate
Middleton.
Man.
I don't know. Well, we get the late night TV shows. I've got James Corden talking about Crocs. I'll tell you about the new ones. But I also have Jimmy Fallon talking about Facebook's newest feature.
Jimmy Fallon is making a comeback. I think he's catching Jimmy Kimmel once again. You know, for a while, I thought Kimmel had pulled well out in front, but Fallon's making a comeback.
Okay. All right, well, here's what he has to say about Facebook's newest feature.
Facebook is working on a talent show feature that will let users record themselves singing and then upload their video for comments. Facebook even has a catchy name for it, YouTube.
Pretty good.
That is good.
All right, and now, yeah, James Corden talking about high-heeled Crocs. And I know Hank posted earlier this week about another trend that's really weird is...
cowboy boot flip-flops and sandals.
Okay, that's really
strange. Cowboy boot from the calf all the way down. It's got the heel, and then it's just your foot in flip-flops or sandals.
That's weird.
It's really weird. Check that out at WROR.com. Here's James Corden talking about the high-heeled Crocs. Maybe you should get some for your wife.
There is a brand new style of Crocs that have just been introduced, and they are selling out all over the place. Although, I've got to be honest, I'm not sure why. Take a look. That's right. High heel Crocs. Did we ask for this? High heel Crocs, the perfect shoe for when you get invited to a wedding and the invitation says food court formal. For the woman who wants to let everyone know she's the drunkest mum at the kids' pool party. High heel Crocs for when you want to be 2.5 inches above rock bottom.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay.
My friend Pam Horgan has beautiful Crocs. I saw her the other day. Her feet look fantastic. And your feet could look, too. I might go with the high heel Croc looks myself. You I could use good, a couple more inches look in height.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for your shark update. The kidnapping of the shark, the shark napping thing that took place last weekend, as we recall. I believe it was yesterday morning we were telling you about this.
Shark Napo, as they call that.
Is that it? Yeah. Okay. Saturday afternoon, three people stole a shark from the San Antonio Aquarium in San Antonio, Texas. Now, this is rather unusual because, I mean, you know, who's going to steal a shark? And how do you get out of an aquarium with a shark? Well, what they did is they took the shark out of the tank, and they wrapped it up in like a baby blanket, like swaddling.
Yeah, and then they actually put it in a stroller.
Stroller, and pushed it out, you know, and people walk by. Ooh, you see that ugly, that's an ugly baby you got there.
I think look at all his teeth.
I think it needs its diapers changed, too.
Breastfeeding.
This National Breastfeeding Week.
It completely precludes breastfeeding with the teeth there and everything. So anyway, some good news came in overnight. The police managed to track down the thieves, and they've all been arrested. And secondly, the shark is okay. The shark is back in the tank at the aquarium, and the staff is observing to make sure that the shark is completely healthy. Now, apparently, one of the guys who took the shark took her home and put her in his aquarium, his own personal aquarium. So obviously, he's got a pretty good size aquarium.
Yeah.
And I think it was Brian yesterday said, it's like one of those, you know, evil villains in the movies. He's got every evil villain has to have a tank with a shark.
You know, it was funny, too. The guy tried to show a receipt that he had bought the shark.
You're kidding me.
Like, well, I think he had this kind of shark before, and it didn't make it, so he went and just took one from the aquarium. He was like, well, I've got a receipt for it. But it didn't quite work out.
They should sentence him to a week of swimming off Nauset Beach.
I don't think he would make, I don't think he could fill the entire sentence there. And the cop said the shark is okay because the guy apparently knew what he was doing, so he knew how to handle the sharks. So that's your good news this morning. Okay, now for the bad news this morning. Okay, the bad news is all about the Red Sox this morning. Okay, Hank, are you ready?
Oh, it's terrible. Okay. Well, Phillies ace Jake Arrieta last night held the Sox to just one run, the National League East leading Philadelphia Phillies. They beat the Sox 3-1 at Fenway. Xander Bogaerts had the only RBI for the Sox. Ian Kinsler had a single in his Red Sox debut at second base. Yankees beat Baltimore 6-3, so the Sox lead down to 5 games over the Yanks. Red Sox are off tonight, and the Yankees come to town tomorrow night for 4-game series. 5-game lead, you should be feeling pretty good. Here we are. We're into August, but ace lefty Chris Sale, who's arguably been the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, he's 11-4, 2.04 ERA. 10-day disabled list. Got a sore left shoulder.
This concerns me.
I mean, he's 6'6", weighs 200 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, he could hide behind a lacrosse stick. You know, I mean, he's just...
he has to run around in the shower to get wet.
And you know what? This is last year, I mean, he completely faded in August and September and ruined his Cy Young. Everybody said he was cinched. Right, So here we go again as we face the Yankees. So instead of putting Chris Sale on the mound on Thursday, we're going to go with Brian Johnson.
Okay.
Decent pitcher, he's not Chris Sale, and they're going with Red Sox killer CC Sabathia.
Well,
I mean, yesterday we were ahead by 6 games. Now we're ahead 5 games, and we don't have Chris Sale.
We could leave. I mean, they could leave town and be ahead by. We could be ahead by 1 game.
By Sunday, we could be looking at a wild card bid. It's kind of scary.
Okay.
Wow, you guys are real bright sides.
All right. Let's talk about the New England Patriots. Okay. They had the day off yesterday. ESPN reporting wide receiver Eric Decker was working out with the Pats this week. And coming up at 8:40, Patriot great Troy Brown is going to join us to talk about riding and this weekend's upcoming Pan Mash Challenge.
I'm excited about this. This is great.
This is good. And Tiger Woods, he's returning to the Dell Technologies Championship at TPC later this month.
Okay,
coming Sports up, brought to you by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center.
Coming up next, we have the Brian Bellbuster today, and this is all about the registry.
Yeah, you know, you have to get your license renewed sometimes at your birthday, and it's Kelly's birthday, and her husband Nate wanted to get her. So we called to try to help with that process and identify the stuff she needs to renew her license.
Because it's used for travel, we need some facial recognition background pictures as well. Do you have a wedding picture? Do you
bring of course I have a wedding picture.
Okay, bring your wedding picture. Do you have your high school yearbook photo?
And are you being serious right now?
Yeah, and then do you have like a kindergarten picture? Because it gives you the progression of your face as you get older.
Are they worried that I'm going to go back in time and commit a crime as a 5-year-old?
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
We heard from Nate. His wife Kelly's having a birthday, and you know what you have to do at your birthday sometimes?
What's that?
Renew that license.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It is not so much fun renewing your license in Massachusetts anymore, so we called Kelly to see if we could help.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Kelly.
Yep, this is she.
Hi, Kelly. Frank Martin from the RMV here.
From where?
The RMV. Have you been on our website trying to renew your license?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've been trying to get a real ID.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to go because, you know, that'll be the standard come 2020. So if you're renewing now, that's a good idea to get the real ID. But you've been
I've been trying. While I have you on the phone, maybe I can ask what the problem is because I don't understand all these documents you have to have. It's kind of ridiculous.
Okay, well, we can go over some of the documents you need. Very basic stuff. You need to show your U.S. citizenship that you can be here. Do you have a Social Security card?
Yeah, I mean, I was born here. I'm a resident.
Okay, good.
The other stuff is absurd.
Now, does your name on your Social Security card match your actual name on your license? Have you been married since you got the Social Security card?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things. I've got married, so...
Oh, boy.
I
do you have a valid passport?
Yes.
Okay, that'll make things easier, too. Do you have, like, a W-2, a 1099, a pay stub?
Why do I need that stuff?
Good.
That's like...
You've got to prove residency and all that stuff. Some first-class mail. You have that, maybe a jury summons.
I know. Well, this is what I'm saying,
utility bill.
The website list of stuff is ridiculous. It's like, first you're like, okay, I just need my passport. And then you look down and it's like, you also need these things to prove you live here. Like, property tax for current year. I mean, I'm renting right now, so... I can't tell from this website what I do and don't need.
Well, just bring pretty much everything you have. That'll be the way to go. And then because you're going for the real ID, so we do need a lot of the photos. You know, we have your current license picture, but then because it's used for travel, we need some facial recognition background pictures as well. So do you have, do you have a wedding picture?
Of course I have a wedding picture.
Okay, bring your wedding picture. Do you have your high school yearbook photo?
And are you being serious right now?
Yeah, and then do you have like a kindergarten picture? Because it gives you the progression of your face as you get older.
Are they worried that I'm going to go back in time and commit a crime as a 5-year-old?
No, it's just for a background for facial recognition. Then we'd also need the last selfie you took. And then that'll kind of complete that. Then do you have your high school diploma?
This is so big brother-y. This is absurd.
Do you have any of those frequent shopper cards? You know, the ones that you buzz at the register? If you could bring a list of those. And then do you have the list of the 10 last movies you watched on Netflix?
You're joking.
That would be good.
You're
just as a background.
Right,
we have a scale here when you come in, so we'll get your weight and your height and everything.
Okay. You know what? I cannot deal with this right now. I mean, is there someone else I can talk to? Because I don't even believe that. I don't think you have the right information.
Oh,
there's
no
way
to see
my last 10 Netflix viewings.
We're gonna
need
these
things, or are you just making this up?
We're going to need your bra size as well, because, with travel, make sure people aren't smuggling things.
I don't know what is wrong with you, sir, but you are just saying things that are absurd, and I would like to be transferred to another associate, not only to ask my questions, but to... talk to them about what you've been saying to me, because I think that you're wrong and you should be avoided there.
Are you embarrassed by the movies you've watched on Netflix? Is that the problem?
No, but I don't know why the government needs to know my bra size.
Well, because people smuggle things. So if we know the baseline size, if it's larger than that,
it's
kind of a red flag.
You could practically get felt up on a plane anyway. It happened to me 2 weeks ago, new search thing. So, no one needs to know my bra size.
You know who you should probably talk to? You should talk to Nate.
Why?
Well, because he called me, Brian Bell, from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh,
and this is a Brian Bellbuster, Kelly.
You jerk. You don't get to know my bra size either. Oh, my God.
So good news is this was all a joke, and we just wanted to say happy birthday. Bad news is it's not going to help you get your license renewed.
No, it's not. And, you know, about a third of those things you said actually are on there. So I just...
Well, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show. We'll help you get Nate back on his birthday, too, okay?
I love that. Let's do that.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So, did you grow up playing video games at all?
Just a little bit. We had Pong, where you trapped a little thing in the corner. Then we got Atari and Intellivision. That was the highlight.
Okay. Did you play video games when you were
I wasn't a big gamer. I had a few systems, but I was horrible at them. My wife is very good at Mario. She's excellent at Mario. She makes fun of my Mario skills. We just got a new Switch. So
oh, you did?
A little bit, yeah.
You know, my kids, they had like the Nintendo Game Boy.
Yeah.
And then
they had
the Nintendo Wii. And after 2 weeks, they outgrew that and wanted to sell it on Craigslist.
Well, you know,
they're entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Gaming now is completely different.
There is something that I think is a little bit outrageous. You know, you have math tutors. You want your kid to get better at math.
Right, yeah.
Needs to pass Spanish. You get them a Spanish tutor. There are now video game tutors.
Now, that's pretty amazing.
Now, I thought everybody wanted to get their kids out of their bedrooms where they're stuck there for 8-9 hours a day by themselves. No socialization. They're not getting any physical fitness. But I guess...
You really go to the extreme with a gamer then, don't you?
Well, that's why they're saying we have a bad America.
Okay, I read day before yesterday, I think it was, that the average American kid between 6 and 16 spends 6 hours a week outside. 6 hours a week in the summertime.
Right. And now amazing. People are paying...
That saves on sunblock.
Now they're hiring video game tutors. And the number one reason they say... It'll improve their social life. And I'm thinking, how does it improve by keeping your kid in even longer to get them better at these video games that hooks them even more? How does that improve their social life?
I can see this.
Really?
How?
Yeah, Explain, please.
Well, yesterday, for example, my son Sam, he's 8, and he's got the NBA 2K on the Switch.
Yep.
He's not very good at it.
It's okay.
Very complicated game.
Yeah.
But he gets out and he plays a lot of sports.
Yeah, but I'm just the video game itself. Like, I'm not good at it, so I can't really help them get any better with it. And so, like, the kid across the street comes over to play, and when they play, the kid across the street plays video games a lot, and he's really good at them. So when they play the video games together, it's not as much fun when you're not that good at it.
Right?
So
yeah.
If you can get some tips, he was actually getting tips yesterday from a friend of his over the FaceTime. They were playing video games on while they were FaceTiming each other. So
it is technology.
Still, it's social, but it's a different kind of social. And you think, too, there's a lot of people that have kids now that grew up as gamers that are probably really good at the games.
I guess that is true. And I guess they do say that the very best doctors that are trained right now were video gamers because they're very fast, they're very accurate, and overall... They get their surgeries done in less time.
Right. That's when we were growing up, it was the kids who were really good at playing Operation.
That's right.
I got the funny ball.
Okay.
Hey,
so now,
all right.
My son's one of my son's best friends when he's growing up in high school. He goes to school and he gets out and he becomes a jet pilot. You know, a fighter pilot.
Oh, wow.
And you know that's pretty difficult to do.
Yeah.
And so I'm talking to him. I said, John. I said, you know, what do you think it was that helped you? And he said, video games. He said, really? Yeah,
well, I mean, is the cockpit designed like his mother's basement?
It must be. Yeah,
you got the joystick on the flying the plane, and or even just drone pilots. But there's a lot of like, gaming is a big industry now. So if your kids are interested in it, is it any different than sending them to basketball camp or horseback riding camp? Or you know, it's an interest that could be.
There are professional gamers now.
Well, that's the thing I did not realize there is enormous money involved for professional video game players.
Amazing.
I did not know that.
Well, there you
do you think Harvard's going to have like a degree someday? I went to Harvard, professional video gamer,
probably
got my PhD.
So,
yeah, see, maybe you could go on the professional Pong circuit sometime.
Wow.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
It's time for Men for Maine, everybody, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus calls little Ephus Jr. aside for a conversation, and we hear...
Say, Ephus Jr.
Hey, Al.
Now, we've talked about the birds and the bees, remember?
Right, Pa.
And I've noticed lately you've been spending a lot of time on the computer.
Yeah.
And I think it's about time to talk to you about them adult websites.
Well, what about them, Pa?
Well... How can I get past them filters without your mother finding out about it?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of The Exciting Adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
We're seeing some shit we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy shit.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, coming up next right here on the program, it's all about elevator shaming. And how many stories do you have in your building, and do you have an elevator there, and do you have a rule, in, you know, kind of an unwritten rule in your building? So how many floors before you're shamed for using the elevator? Stand by. In the meantime, 105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorne Wally Morning Show. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of Elevator.
Wait, do this right.
Elevator shaming.
Wow.
So you got an elevator in your building. And do people get shamed if they go? They only got to go like one flight, and they take the elevator instead of taking the stairs. And now we have one. We have an elevator in our.
We
building.
Only have one floor,
and
this
we only
building.
Have one floor. And the
we have two.
Well okay,
one story.
It's okay. It's a two story. We got the ground floor, and then the.
Yeah.
The
you only have to go
floor.
Up one.
Yeah,
right.
One. So there's only a need to go up or down
right.
one floor. Does anybody in this building, I have never seen anybody, well, wait, we did have one guy who used to take the elevator all the time, but that's the only person I've ever known who used to take, who took the elevator all the time.
Well, Wiggy down the hall takes the elevator because he's kind of got bad knees from his football days.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll. Okay,
I'm okay with that because yeah. They won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Yeah, but if you have a five-story building, I mean,
Where's the cutoff?
Now, where is the cutoff?
And do your coworkers judge? And do you judge other people? I judge other people, and I'm lazy.
Like, okay, like when our studios were in the Prudential Tower.
I never took the stairs.
Never. I couldn't even find the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but we were only 13 floors, but that's plenty, you know.
Yeah, it's where, like, if, for instance, I go to Mass General for my physical.
Right, yeah.
And if I get onto the bottom floor and I want to go up to the eighth floor, and somebody gets on with me, it's a crowded elevator, and I want to make the appointment on time, and they go up one floor, I'm thinking, unless you're in a wheelchair or have a cane,
yeah, really.
You're a lazy loser.
But wouldn't it be weird if you went in to get your physical and you take the elevator up and then they go in and put you on a stair climber?
Yeah,
a stress test.
It's like taking the elevator to the health club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, apparently people are very passionate about whom they think are real losers because... 89% of people say if you go one floor on an elevator,
loser,
you are a slob,
loser,
just a jerk,
or maybe you just don't know where the stairs are.
22% say 3 floors minimum. Okay, 3 floors. If you're not going above 3 floors, take
walk
the stairs.
It. Yeah, okay,
walk it. Don't be lazy. Don't slow things down for the people going to the 15th floor. 21% of people very, very judgy. These are the very fit people that you don't like to make friends with at work. Because if you go out to lunch with them, when you come back into the building, you're forced mentally to walk the five flights with these people rather than take the elevator if you go by yourself. That's why I eat by myself.
And if you're dressed nicely, you don't really want to be hoofing it up all those stairs.
No, because by the time I get back to my cubicle, I get like the man boob sweat thing going.
I understand, yeah.
That's an issue.
Okay, parking garages, that's a problem too.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they always try to take the stairs down, but take the elevator up.
Yeah.
Okay, just the key to life.
That's a gravity
thing. That's a gravity thing is absolutely correct. Okay, now look, coming up, we got your dirty laundry update at 7:45 this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some pretty interesting stuff in there, including have you heard about what happened to David Hasselhoff? The Hoff.
Oh, no.
Oh, we got a Hoff story for you. All of this is coming up this morning here.
If you're a movie buff and want to own things from the movies or TV, I've got an amazing auction that's happening.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, 7:45, Dirty Laundry Update. Let us begin.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Floor and Decor.
Which
and,
you saw today, yesterday, and it's an unbelievable place. Yeah,
in Avon, it's unbelievable, right next to Jordan's Furniture. Wait till you see this place. It opens next week. Okay. How you can own stuff from the movies and TV, I'm going to tell you.
What kind of stuff?
Tiffany Haddish revealed her number and a couple of remakes in the work. Okay, yeah. If you're a movie buff, you know, I love Star Wars. There's some Star Wars stuff. There's
anything from Slapshot? I love hockey.
Possibly, because there's 600 lots going under auction in this giant memorabilia event in London. It is... It's going to be open to the public for viewing from September 6th
to the 20th of September.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. If you're heading over to London, it's actually taking place in London.
These are actually the props that were used in the motion pictures. Is that what you're saying?
The jacket Harrison Ford wore when he played Han Solo in The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, wow. Yep,
they expect that to fetch over $1 million.
Really?
What? Yeah.
Yikes.
Woo. They have Marty McFly's Back to the Future 2 hoverboard.
Oh.
I wouldn't mind having that if it actually worked. Johnny Depp's Edward Scissorhands costume.
Really?
Pretty cool. A stormtrooper. That's really neat. The stormtrooper helmet from A New Hope. That should fetch $80,000.
Wow. I would love to have one of the togas from Animal House. That's what I'd
like
to have.
Well, you can make your own. Just get a sheet.
They got like the Bubba Gump hat that from Forrest Gump.
Oh, wow.
They've got the... A cast signed helmet from Saving Private Ryan. Oh, Christopher Reeve's Superman,
the actual suit.
The whip from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And this one I love, the robe that Brad Pitt wore in Fight Club.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I don't want the jock strap that Michael Ontkean wore in Slapshot. Keep that.
That's where
I draw the line right there.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, glad you have a line.
Stay classy.
And if you're a Game of Thrones fan, under $1 million, you could own a serious piece. It's one of the houses that they use. It's a castle called Gosford Castle. It's in Northern Ireland. It was used as the River Run Castle, and a bunch of stuff happened there in Game of Thrones. But it's on the market for just $656.
Oh.
It's a bit of a fixer-upper.
Yes.
It has no heat.
I wonder how much the house is that Denzel Washington owns in The Equalizer 2.
That'd be nice to own. That's the Bell Estate.
My former beach house down in Brant Rock. My mom just went to see the movie, said it was lovely. That Denzel's so good. Tiffany Haddish, she was, did a little interview with Glamour. She knows exactly how many men she has been with, and she revealed her number.
Oh.
Really?
38.
38.
There you go. There's Tiffany Haddish's number. Two reboots that are in the works. Fantasy Island. A movie is in development,
the plane.
Loosely based on the show. There was a short-lived revival TV show in 98, but this is, that weird supernatural island. Yeah.
Hervé Villechaize.
Maybe Tom Cruise could play Tattoo. He's not that tall.
That's a short joke.
Montalban, what was his
Ricardo
name?
Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban, yes. They're both, rich Corinthian leather.
It would really be Fantasy Island because they have both passed on. And there you go.
Okay.
And you had,
by the way, David Hasselhoff, the Hoff. He got married yesterday in Italy.
Really?
Thought I'd pass that along to you. And then the story that Hank had yesterday, I think it was, the woman in New York is suing Canada Dry. After she realized that the ginger ale doesn't actually have any ginger in it. And I understand that yesterday, her head actually exploded when she found out the truth about Coca-Cola. So there you go. That's the latest on that.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It's time now to try to give away $1,000 in cash. Have $1,000 in cash from Century Bank right here. Let's meet the man who wants to take my cash. His name is Paul Guarino. Paul is an actual living, breathing farmer from East Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Good. So how long have you been in the farming game? Are you a lifetime farmer?
Not really. I was involved in the farming end of it through a company called Agway that I used to work for years ago.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have any daughters?
No, I do not. Oh, no farmer daughters.
Yeah, the old farmer's daughter jokes.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
You're over at CN Smith down in East Bridgewater. It's a great place. I go by there all the time.
Thanks.
You got great stuff. We love it in apple picking season. You can barely get near the place. You guys crank it up.
Yeah, they've had to shut the road down many times because
No kidding.
I know.
Wow. Okay, well, listen, we're going to find out just exactly how well you do today because it is time for you to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Now, the quizmaster today is going to be the Hankster. And what's going to happen, Paul? Hank is going to ask you 10 questions within 60-second time frame. If you don't know an answer, pass immediately and keep going. Get as many as you can in. And then if we still have time left at the end, you go back and pick up anything you've missed. You get all 10 right in 60 seconds. $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Are you ready to play this morning?
I'm all set.
Okay, Hank, let's go ahead and do this thing in 3, 2, 1, go.
Paul, are you left-handed or right-handed?
Right-handed.
Who was Amy Schumer's co-star in Snatched?
Pass.
Spell thought.
Say it again.
Spell the word thought.
S-P-O-T.
The state that is home to Little Rock.
Arkansas.
Curious George's friend was the man in the blank.
Pass.
Whose face is on a dime?
Roosevelt.
True or false, the original voice of Mickey Mouse was Walt Disney.
True.
How many sides does a decagon have?
Six.
In 1924, the first Winter Olympics were held in what country?
What year again?
1924.
Pass.
Who wrote A Streetcar Named Desire?
Pass.
Okay, there we go. That was a tough one. Time. Okay, you passed on 1, 2, 3, 4, and you had a couple of them wrong. Hank, if
four
you would
right,
go, and, go ahead and give us an update on the ones that missed.
Well, we can't blame him. He's been up early. He's been up a long time.
Yeah, he's up with the chickens and stuff.
Goldie Hawn was Amy Schumer's co-star in the movie Snatched. The word was thought. T-H-O-U-G-H-T.
Oh, I thought you said spot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yellow Hat. The man in the yellow hat was Curious George's friend. There are 10 sides and a decagon. France was the first country to host the Winter Olympic Games in 1924.
I like how you asked, what year was that again? Did you really, do you know any other years were they, you know, any other spots?
Not really, no.
Yeah, it seemed like you were onto it for a second.
Albertville in 92,
one.
I yep, thought. Was
okay.
And now Tennessee Williams wrote A Streetcar Named Desire.
And we'll do that. Hey, we got a
good job.
We had a consolation prize for this morning. A pair of tickets to an evening with the Beach Boys.
Nice.
Legendary show.
Nice.
August the 8th, South Shore Music Circus. Everybody else get tickets and more information at musiccircus.org. Now listen, being a farmer, Paul,
yeah.
I've noticed something this year, and maybe you know this. My oak trees have started dropping acorns already, and they're little teeny acorns this year. Does that mean anything for the winter, like a bad winter or anything like that in farmer talk?
Well, I don't know about farmer talk, but I think it is. It's going to be a bad winter.
It just means it's been cold at night.
Maybe that's it. Okay, shrinkage.
Yep. Hey, I want to know one thing. Is John Deere a good guy?
I think he's dead.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, Paul, thanks for playing the game. Everybody else, if you want to play, you got to register. Log on to WRY.com, and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Okay, so coming up next, we're going to teach you how you can extend your life expectancy by 9 years, but you have to do one thing every 2 weeks. What is it? We'll find out.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Bloody Sunday. What would you be willing to do to extend your life expectancy by 9 years?
Wow, that's, I mean, you hear somewhere, it's like, you know, a couple of...
What are you going to have to take fish oil?
Nine years?
You have to start running every day. I mean, what are you going to have to do?
Yeah, that seems pretty extreme.
Nope. You're only going to have to do something like every 2 weeks. Now, it could end up being rather expensive.
Run a marathon every 2 weeks?
But it could cost you some money. They did this huge study in Great Britain. And, you know, they got a lot of studies going over there. They got the socialized medicine thing going on there, you know, and so they want to try to save some money. All you got to do is go to a concert every 2 weeks. I know this sounds crazy. This sounds wacky. It's insane. But they say, according to the study they did, that said it boosts, increases your feelings of going to concerts. Going to concerts will increase your feeling of self-worth by 25%, a 25% increase in feeling close to others, and a 75% increase in mental stimulation. And that translates into better overall mental health, less stress, less pressure, your body relaxes more, and they say as much as 9 years added to your life expectancy.
Wow, if you could go 3 times every two weeks.
So what I'm thinking, yeah, probably all depends on what concert you're picking. You know, if you go to the wrong concert,
if it's, you know,
could completely freak you out. you don't want to go to a Taylor Swift concert every 2 weeks.
No, or a death metal mosh pit concert.
Exactly, right.
That's what you're into.
You got to go to whatever you're really, really into.
Really kind of, yeah. It is great when you go to a good concert.
I'd go to a Heart show.
A Heart show. You're into Heart show. Okay.
Yes. See what you did there.
See what I did there.
That's Heart Healthy.
Worked it.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Smashing Pumpkins, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, they just played last night for sure. Good.
So anyway, start going to more concerts. You're going to feel better. You're going to be more healthy, and you're going to live 9 years longer if you want to.
Just don't buy the T-shirt.
That's right.
Then you'll go broke.
Okay,
that'll
then you won't
you.
Be able to afford to live 9 years longer. Okay, now in the meantime, the Hankster. Oh, listen, Troy Brown's going to be on the show. As a matter of fact, next half hour, Troy Brown, that Troy Brown is going to come into the studio and be with us because he is riding in the Pan Mass Challenge this weekend. Now, we want you to help us out on the Pan Mass Challenge, and he's riding for the Bruins team, isn't he?
He can do anything. He's a great athlete.
He is. He's incredible.
I'm curious if he's ever ridden a bike before, you know, being the athlete that he is. The Bruins just put him on skates. That didn't go very well.
He didn't skate well. No, okay. So
not like riding a bike.
Okay, stand by for that. In the meantime,
the Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, as you probably know, this weekend is the Pan Mass Challenge. We're very excited about this because this is our fourth year of riding in the Pan Mass Challenge here. Let me see. $51 million was raised last night to fight cancer. And this is the largest weekend event in the country to raise money. And it's almost $600 million since the inception of the PMC has been raised. That's over a half a billion dollars.
I'm looking forward to this weekend. This is my fourth ride, and I'm going the full route this time, out from Sturbridge. And there's a first-time rider that we have on the line, actually.
Very excited. Yes, on the telephone, ladies and gentlemen, could we please introduce a first-time rider coming up this year? And he's, you might remember the name. I think you will. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible, unbelievable, all-time Patriot great, Troy Brown is on the line.
Oh, my God.
Troy, how you been?
Man, I've been great, man. Been good. Wonderful.
Are you in shape? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm getting there, man. I got a couple more days to get ready.
I was so excited to hear that you're going to be riding. You're going to be riding from Sturbridge to Bourne. That's a stretch, man. That's
how far
like
is that,
111.
Troy?
That's 111 miles, man.
Yeah.
So, okay.
When's the last time you actually rode a bike before, you know,
you started deciding working out?
Before signing up for this thing, it had been quite a while. A funny story, man. I actually took my bike out of the garage. I put a little bit of air in the tires, and I rode it down to the bike shop to get it checked out once I agreed to ride. Yeah. And the guy looked at me and like, he must have some strong legs, man. Your tires are way underinflated.
Tom Brady could probably fill them up for you.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. I see.
What?
It was completely out of line.
It was too easy, Troy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, really.
Hey, Troy.
Yeah, I know. I set him up for that. I was a softball, man.
The nice thing about this is there's not a 6'4", 260-pound guy who's going to sprint out of the backfield and then try and slam your body to the ground.
Okay.
Exactly.
Troy, you're riding for the Bruins team, right?
Yeah, right with the Bruins team.
Okay, so now we have, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go online, WRR.com, we have amazing footage of Troy Brown learning how to ice skate.
He put a Bruins jersey on over at the Warrior Arena, and what happened there, Troy?
Is this the first time you went ice skating?
No, actually it wasn't, man. My kids, they went on a field trip a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I actually put on a pair of skates, and I was a lot better than what you saw on that. It's a little tricky, man. But you know what? I think I'm gonna give it another shot. So I'm gonna get back at it.
Okay,
it's really slippery.
You should have saw me play defense the first time. before Billy, you know,
Troy. You know, to be really, you know, to be seriously for just a minute. I mean, we're all riding in the Pan Mass Challenge to fight cancer, and you know that for you, it's personal, it's family, and it's friends, right?
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, across the board, I mean, over the past couple of years, I mean, we've heard all the stories, the Tom Brady story, actually the Patriots receiver coach, I went to college with him, he lost his mother at the end of this past season to cancer. My mom was diagnosed back in November of 2016 with uterine cancer, and you know, the The first two guys that I lived with at Marshall University when I went to Marshall, two guys I lived with over the summer as we were training, both of those guys have been diagnosed with cancer. One of them was like stage four, and he had some serious long name cancer that he named out for him, and it was, you know, he had so many spots in one place that it caused a fracture, and, you know, in his hip, you know, so it was bad, man, but, you know, he's been in remission since February 19th,
Great.
You know, and he played. He was the other receiver beside me there, and then the other one was my quarterback. You know,
wow.
From Marshall, and he's been a few months ago diagnosed with colon cancer. So I mean, it happens.
It affects everybody.
It affects everybody. You know, and unfortunately, it seems like the older we get, the more we experience it. So it's been it's great to get out and ride for a great cause.
Well, now it's fun, and I got to tell you, this ride is a lot of fun. And you probably have already experienced this because you've played in front of some crowds before, you know, and having the crowd cheer you on. One of the most amazing things during Panmass weekend is the people that come out and line the course, and as you're riding, they're cheering you on. So, like, for a rider. When I haven't really played in front of a stadium full of people, that is amazing. It really, like, you can see how the home crowd can give you a boost.
It's kind of a funny thing, too, Troy.
Yeah.
When I go out there, they actually line up to heckle me, which is kind of an interesting thing. So hey, listen, Troy, what time are you starting the ride on Saturday?
5:30 in the morning.
5:30 in the morning. Okay.
Hey, I'll be out there with you, man.
Hey, Troy, you haven't had, in the training, not to get personal, but Brian Bell is doing the whole 192. I mean, he's had some, like, some injury, some...
All right, so I got a little bit of a saddle rash on a ride on Sunday, not to get too personal, but I'm going to be riding a little bit injured, so...
Could we recommend, Troy, be sure you use that butt butter, because it's going to really save your butt.
The tamest butter?
I
bought a couple of tubes.
All right, good.
Okay, that's not enough, Troy.
Yeah.
You get more.
As much as you can.
Okay.
Are you nervous about this? I mean,
I am. You know, I got to remember just what you talked about just now. You know, is the crowd. You got to.
Yep.
I can't let them get me too hyped, especially at the beginning, because I don't want to come out of the block.
Yeah, like, I know. Hey, it's not a race. It's not a race. It's a ride, man.
But it does get you pumped up. You'll go out fast, and you'll be like, whoa, I got to slow down.
Exactly. You see some of those guys that have done it a few times. They get out there, and they average about 18, the whole ride. And,
yeah, right.
I can't try to keep up with those guys.
Eight's a good speed. Eight's a good speed.
I'll ride with you, okay? I'll find you.
Okay, look, hey, good luck on the ride on Saturday. We really appreciate it. I mean, and everybody out there, we've all got a reason to fight cancer, right?
Go to WROR.com. Not only can you see the great Troy Brown, we put up some football highlights, and there were a ton of them.
Unbelievable.
And thank you for being such a great patriot. But you can also see Troy don the Bruins jersey and skate at Bruins practice.
That's right.
And, while we have you, are you concerned about the Patriots going into this year at all? A little bit.
You know, I mean, they're already bringing in receivers and linemen already. Three, four days in the camp. I'm a little worried about that. But they got Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. You know, they may not be on the same page, but at least they can be professional enough to go out and play well.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old do you know Malcolm Butler?
I knew him decent. I mean, I didn't hang out with him or anything like that, you know.
Are we ever going to get an answer?
Yeah, are we ever going to know? Are we ever going to know the answer?
I doubt at this point. You haven't gotten an answer from Malcolm Butler yet. You haven't gotten an answer from some disgruntled player who's no longer with the Patriots anymore.
Yeah.
So I doubt if you're ever going to get an answer from anybody.
Yeah,
I hear you. Okay, hey, listen, ride well, ride safely, and thanks for doing this.
Yeah, same to you guys.
Awesome.
You
thanks. Thanks, Troy.
Yep. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the great Troy Brown.
All right, he's on Team Boston Bruins, so you can search for that. Donate to Troy's ride. Donate to any riders that you know. We have our team, WROR, at WROR.com. So, support the riders that are out there this
weekend. Appreciate
it.
$52 million is the goal.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.